Christian Wallinen hasn't played a game in the AL for over a month but still leads all defensemen in scoring. That's how good Wallinen's season was going with the Abbotsford Canucks when he was called up to the NHL. His 55 points in 49 games is still 4 points clear of the second place Darren Radish, who has also been called up to the NHL with the Tampa Bay Lightning, so won't be passing Wallinen anytime soon. More than just having a strong season in the AL, Wallinen has held his own with the Vancouver Canucks since his call-up, capably filling in for the injured Oliver Ekman-Larsson. His performance at both levels led to a new contract with the Canucks, a two-year, two-way contract that will make him one of the highest-paid players in the AL. A two-way contract means a player is paid a different salary at the NHL and AL levels. Wallinen's new contract pays him a league minimum $775,000 at the NHL level, but he'll still be well paid if and when he gets sent to the minors, with a $500,000 salary in the AL. That $500,000 AL salary is among the highest for players on two-way deals. This season, only Vinny Lettieri of the Boston Bruins has a higher AL salary on a two-way deal at $550,000. Considering Wallinen as the top-scoring defenseman in the AL this season, he seems worth getting paid like one of the best players in the AL. There's also a benefit for the Canucks, as his high AL salary might make other NHL teams balk at claiming Wallinen if and when he goes on waivers. Christian has been a key contributor at both the AL and NHL level this season, said Canucks general manager Patrick Alvin in a press release. He has developed nicely under the watchful eye of our Abbotsford coaching staff and player development team. This has allowed him to step into his current role in the NHL and show that he can help our team get results. The two-year deal ensures the Canucks will have a solid depth defenseman at a minimum cost for the next 2 years, available to step into the lineup in case of injury or potentially hold down a spot on the team's third pairing. With the Canucks already over the salary cap for next season with their contract commitments, having some cheap, capable depth available is going to be essential. The deal also provides some certainty for Wallinen, who has been battling to become a full-time NHL defenseman his entire career. The most games he's played in an NHL season is 30 with the Ottawa Senators in 2018-19, after which he signed the only one-way contract of his career. There's an opportunity available with the Canucks for Wallinen to stick in the NHL, even if only as a seventh defenseman.